Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brewers fans, get ready for passion, perspective, and your chance to react.
It's time for the longest-running postgame show in Milwaukee.
This is the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show, built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Now is a great time to order your 2017-2018 season tickets and take all summer to pay. Go to MilwaukeeAdmirals.com for more info.
Now, a baseball guy who tells it like it is. Your fan host, Tim Allen.
And it is a final from Miller Park, and the results again are good. A Brewers 6-2 victory, and welcome, everybody. It is the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show, built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Tim Allen, Baby Tauce Bill Schmid, Anthony Mandela. Happy 4th of July, and another Brewers victory, 6-2 the final, 86 games, 46-40. And the Brewers got another shot at a sweep tomorrow. And what's interesting about that is they can get back to the high water mark of the season at 7 games over with a sweep over the Baltimore Orioles of victory tomorrow, Billy. That would be a nice accomplishment. That's something you and I have talked about for a while, is getting back to that high water mark at 7 over.
Timmy, and when you look at how the team has floated through here, pacing through and having Jimmy Nelson come out big today, you have an opportunity to go into that Cubs game. The mysterious rainout that you're making up on Thursday, Bart Winkler told me on the on-deck show that he is going to be there. It's going to be an opportunity for the Brewers to go in and really make a statement, possibly go up 5 games in this division.
Yeah, it's possible Cubs lose today, although they did come on back in that one, against the Rays. But nonetheless, if you're scoreboard watching, I just thought I'd throw this out there as well. I want to get your reaction on the Brewers' victory at 799-1250. That's 414-799-1250. You can hit us up on Facebook and Twitter as well. I just wanted to plant this seed. I think a lot of Brewers fans are so focused on taking a look at what the Cubs did. Well, let's not be so quick to just point at the Cubs here. Now, you have to look at the Cardinals as well, because I don't think we've seen the last of the Cardinals. It's like they're just laying in the weeds, Billy. They are. And they've made a boatload of changes here, trying to reconfigure some moving parts there in St. Louis. So I can't rule those guys out either. And everybody says, well, you're going to have to win the division to get in. Well, not so quick here. As you look across to the National League West, if you look at the Colorado Rockies, now what did we talk about some weeks ago, maybe a month ago or so? I had a sneaking suspicion that either the Diamondbacks or the Rockies was going to just at least allow a race in that wild card fight. And here we go. You look at the Rockies' win total. They're at 49. Brewers are at 46. So you can't be so quick to just point out you got to win the division here. I don't know if you've noticed that, Billy, but the Rockies last week had snapped an 8-game losing streak. And I mean, things tighten up not only in the division here, but they're going to tighten up in that wild card race as well. So the beat goes on here for the crew in 2017 as they get the victory 6-2 final. Let's recap the game here as Jimmy Nelson, how about it? He was dealing early. He was dealing all day, really, when you think about it. Neither team scores in the first inning. But how about in the bottom of the second inning, it was Stephen Vogt with a man aboard.
And he sends out into the deep right center. Vogt watching this one fly. There it goes! A home run for Stephen Vogt. Two-run shot. 2-0, Brew.
31,000-plus, letting Stephen Vogt know it right there. 2-0, and later on in that inning, how about Orlando Arcia? He keeps keeping on.
Sometimes guys will drop that leg in there in front of the back. They're not going to do that when Keon comes in like that.
How about a base hit by Arcia? Broxton turns the corner. He's headed home. Bad throw. In is Broxton to second. Arcia out at second base.
And there you go. It's 3-0 right there. And you felt pretty good about things. Jimmy Nelson dealing actually through the three innings had 29 pitches thrown. So he was going to extend in this game as long as he kept the Baltimore Orioles at bay. And he did just that. Obviously, through the fourth, through the fifth, and bottom of the fifth inning. Guess who's heating up? How about the Brewers' first baseman?
Coming from Korea to Major League Baseball, would he hit for power? And you bet he will. How about one more? Eric Thames launches one. Number 22.
Music to the ears, Timmy. Music to my ears.
There's your guy. He'll be heard from later on in this game as well. But my guy, my boy, I think probably going to be, I won't say Robin Yount status, as a favorite.
Oh.
But I will say maybe, just maybe, this guy's, I'm entertaining the idea as this guy being my favorite player, our second favorite player all time for the Brewers. I know it's early. I know it's
super early to call that, Timmy.
Just a half a year. But man, I'm banking on this guy, and he's coming through. It's the Brewers' third baseman.
Recipient to Shaw. Sends one deep to right. That is up. And Shaw sends one out of here. Another home run for the Brewers. This time, Travis Shaw, number 18 on the year. And it's 5-0, Milwaukee.
Yeah, they put up a high five there through the five innings of work, and neither team scores in the sixth, and both teams get a run in that seventh inning. Jimmy Nelson, I think, got jobbed a little bit on the ball strike calls in that seventh inning. I don't know. Again, we haven't talked about that in a while, but he wasn't getting some calls there in that seventh inning. It allowed a run to score. The error doesn't help, and there's an unearned run given up for Jimmy Nelson as his day is done through the seven innings. Six hits, an unearned run, no walks, and eight strikeouts, four straight outing for Jimmy Nelson with eight or more strikeouts. He, my friend, is on a roll. ERA now at 3.20, a 7-4 mark. Brewers got that run right back in the bottom of the half. Billy, there's your boy once again, the Brewers' first baseman.
That one's hammered right center field, and it's going to be gone! A home run for Thames! Second of the game, number 23. 6-1 Brewers as Thames goes deep again.
Barnes would have a scoreless eighth inning, and Carlos Torres gives up a run in the ninth inning, and there's your final 6-2 Brewers, 46-40, and maintain first place in the National League Central, and the beat goes on for the Crew. They go after a sweep tomorrow. That is a night game. That will start a consecutive day streak of three straight games, three straight days, three straight cities. You get a game in Milwaukee, you get a game in Chicago, and you get a game in New York.
How rare is that in baseball?
I don't remember it ever happening, Bill. I don't recall that happening.
Even watching this game a long time, to not remember that happening shows just how obscure it is that the Brewers got jobbed that way.
It is pretty weird, and that was the common off day, and not only the common off day for the Cubs and the Brewers, but to make up that rainout. But you also had a consecutive games streak that by rule in MLB prohibited these guys from going at each other in their first common off day. So they're going to get that thing done, but first things first, it's tomorrow's game. It's game three against the Baltimore Orioles. Now, at 46-40, here's the deal. I gotta be fair on both sides of the fence, guys. Billy, Anthony, you guys may recall some weeks ago that listening to we in this industry, we cruise the dial. We do, and that's just what we do. Where I'm at, I live in Kenosha, so I've had the pleasure, you know, for a lot of years, not only TV stations, both out of the Milwaukee and Chicago markets, but obviously radio stations boom into the Kenosha area out of both markets.
For sure.
So, you know, there's been, I flip around. You know me, I like, you know, this transistor radio thing, a little bit more old school on that. A lot of people, and I do punch it up on my phone as well, so let's not disregard the new technology for me. So some weeks ago, I heard on the sports station in Chicago that they called the Brewers trash. I would say about a month ago. And, yeah, I mean, obviously, as Brewer fans, we didn't take too kindly to that. At least I didn't. And then they're entitled to their opinion. Now, today, I'm listening again, and the host throws out, and I think I got to be fair on this. The host throws out, I just want to let everybody know. I want to let Cub fans know. I believe his name was Lawrence Holmes. I want to let everybody know that at some point we have to at least consider the fact that the Brewers are a decent team. It's what the man said, Billy.
Well, thank goodness somebody on that station starts giving the Brewers some credit.
And he's right.
He is.
And for those that are following along at home here in Milwaukee, at what point do you consider that they're a decent team? And not just, you know, winning or leading a down National League Central. Because that's where you got to split the hair here. Is it just winning a bad division? Or do we consider at some point, I don't know when that point is for you. It could be today. I don't know, maybe somebody has crossed the bridge today. I remember crossing the bridge. Oh, boy, here we go. A little snot-nosed Timmy story. I remember crossing the bridge. It was made out of wood, and we made it in Cub Scouts. And to graduate from a Cub Scout to a Boy Scout, you had to, like, walk over this little bridge, this arrow thing.
That's adorable.
It's a wooden, like, little platform walkway, and it's got an arrow pointed over. And on this side was the Cub Scout, and this side was the Boy Scout. Maybe you crossed your bridge today.
Just delightful.
Isn't that nice? How did that nice little boy get away and drinking Jack Daniels, smoking cigarettes, and gambling in Vegas? I don't know how that happened. How did I cross that bridge?
Flip of a switch and Tim Allen was born.
799-1250. At what point do we consider that the Brewers are not just winning a down division, but they're actually a decent team? All right? They get a win today, 6-2. You want to start out with Aaron? Let's go to Aaron. Aaron, you're first up here on the Fan. Nice win today, and thanks for listening.
Yep. Great win. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, geez.
Oh, we lost Aaron.
What is going on here?
No idea. I think we're new at this point. Something's happening with this phone. Aaron, call back, and we'll get you right back on here. But, Timmy, when you talk about passing over that hump or walking over that bridge to being just a good baseball team or a team winning a down league, David Stearns kind of alluded to it on the TV broadcast today. He spoke, and we have that audio we'll play a little bit later on here, where he goes, right now you have to look at the team and understand that we are in first place, and that doesn't happen being past July 4th quite often. Sometimes you have to take advantage of that opportunity when it comes. Not necessarily just improving that the major league level, but the minor league level can be helped out of that fact as well.
Absolutely. And so you have to seize the moment. And we'll get into that as we get down another week, 10 days or so, where, you know, get past the All-Star break in terms of the conversation about buying and selling. You and I have really never discussed it on the post-game show. We really haven't.
No, we haven't.
Given our philosophies, we haven't given our take on that, and there's a reason why we want to make sure that we take game by game. Let's go back at it tomorrow. That's a 6:10 start time. Your schedules may say it's 7:10. That's not exact. It's 6:10 because the Brewers, having the game in Chicago on Thursday, have moved that game up to 6:10. But nonetheless, at what point do you consider these guys a decent team? And it's an open and honest conversation. It really is, and I'm okay. I'm not going to get into a pennant race or none of that. This is an absolute valid question. And when you have the guys in Chicago considering at some point they're going to have to talk about it, that this isn't just a team that's beating a down division squad. And granted, is it really a down division when you talk about the Brewers? They're 46 wins. Everybody going crazy over the Colorado Rockies. Wow, look at the Rockies. They're a good baseball team. Now, there's a team. There's a good baseball team. Well, guess what? They're 3 wins better than the Brewers. The 3 wins that they took opening weekend, opening series of this season That was a four-game set, and the Brewers lost that series 3-1. That is the difference between the Brewers and the Rockies, at least on the win-loss record. But at what point are you willing to consider that these guys are a decent team and not just winning a down division where the Cubs are opening the door? Because that's what we're hearing. The Brewers are only there because the Cubs are leaving the door wide open. Brewers are only there because St. Louis can't get out of their own way. Brewers are only there because Pittsburgh's, you know, stumbling over each other and having a snake-bitten season. Well, we all know where the Reds are at. But at some point, everybody has to consider whether or not they're decent or not. And I'm not necessarily even saying that they are right now. I'm just asking you if they're a decent team or just winning a down division. Because like I said, everyone going nuts over the NL West, Dodgers, Diamondbacks, Rockies. Well, the Brewers just 3 wins back of the Rockies right now. 799-1250. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Want to get to a couple of things. Want to get to the David Stearns audio as well. And we'll do all that. We'll hear from Craig Counsell. Happy 4th of July. What an absolute picture postcard perfect day, isn't it? Wow. You couldn't ask for a better day with regards to the weather. You're listening to the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show, built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Brewers win again, 6-2 final. We'll be back on The Fan.
Let's add this one up, Brewers fans. Time to go inside the box score. Brought to you by Dave & Buster's Wauwatosa. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports. This is the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show, built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
All right, welcome back, Brewers fans. A Brewers victory today, 6-2 the final. Happy 4th of July at Miller Park, emptying out 31,000-plus. This would have been a perfect day, absolutely perfect day to tailgate, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Just beautiful.
A couple of cold ones in the cooler, a couple of sausages on the grill.
Yeah, rolling around on the
Maybe
grill.
Some fried onions.
Steak.
Ooh,
oh boy.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's in my near future here after the show today.
I love it.
Grill out here. 799-1250. Before we get to the box score here, let's get Tom in here calling from La Crosse, or maybe he's in the area here. Tom, at what point do you consider the team decent and not just winning a down National League Central?
I think they've been decent the whole year so far. I mean, people... Unless you're a hardcore fan like me, you, Schmidt, the rest of the station, except, you know, Robbie. But I think we need to speak about our team, get the word out, and try to get these fans that go to a game once or twice a year, get them really on board, and say, you know, that this team's got a chance.
The team does through 86 games, that's for sure, Tom. There's no question. Hey, drive careful. 799-1250, you guys can hold sit right there. Let's check out the numbers inside the box, brought to you by Dave & Buster's in Wauwatosa. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports. A nice box score here, Billy.
And I'm going to start off with the one that I love to read off, Eric Thames, 2-for-3. 2 runs scored, 2 solo shots for Eric. Also got on base 3 times with a walk as well, 248, 377 on base. It's only a 276 on base for Jonathan VR. Got the start in the leadoff spot and at second base today, 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts for VR. A couple of adventures with VR today, Timmy. Domingo Santana also over 3 with 1 walk and a couple of Ks. Travis Shaw, 2-for-4. Good to have him back in the lineup with an RBI and a run scored as well.
This is a process that the Brewers are going through here.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Nelson needs to step up with the absence of Chase Anderson, with Junior Guerra having his struggles, and he did just that. Today, he goes 7 innings, allows 6 hits, 1 unearned run, did not walk a man, and struck out 8 in the performance. His ERA is now at 3.20, a 7-4 mark. And the Brewers get the win, 46-40, remaining in first place in the National League Central. 31,813 at Miller Park for this one as the Brewers take game 2 of the 3-game set. And again, just to set you guys up, if you're just tuning in, I have an opportunity where I live to listen and watch, really, and follow both media markets, both the Chicago market and the Milwaukee market. So, and that's been forever. I mean, you go back and the older folks... remember the old rotary dial antenna And Billy, I don't know if you're aware of this, but back in the day, if you will, your antenna, you had a tower antenna. Everybody did outside their house. That's how you got your TV stations. And what would happen is, at least between Milwaukee and Chicago, you would turn a dial, just a big rotary dial. No buttons, just a big crank on
now,
it.
Now, are you talking about a color TV, Tim, here, or are we going back even that far?
Going back to even that day,
the black and white transition.
But you would the little notch on the dial would go north, and you would just turn it down south, and you would pick up all the TV stations out of Chicago. So that being said, I was tuned in, flipping around the dial. I heard a host on a sports talk station in Chicago talking about, at least he has opened the door. Cub fans, at what point do we at least consider the fact that the Brewers are a decent team? And I like that open door there. I thought that was very fair of that host. I believe it was Lawrence Holmes.
And Kyle on Twitter, Tim, he's already taken that. He goes, this isn't a down division if the Crew's 3.5 games up on the defending world champions. I think that's one thing that the people in Chicago have kind of just rested themselves on, is the fact that we are the defending champions and everyone's afraid of us at this point, but you're over 80 games into the season now. That excuse, that hangover, isn't going to continue for you.
No, and they lose today. The Cubs lose. The Cardinals lose. Cubs 3.5 back of the Brewers. Cardinals 4.5 back of the Brewers. Rockies just 46 wins. That's to the Brewers. I'm sorry, 49 wins. That's to the Brewers 46.
They've really
799-1250. Yeah, they have. They really have. I thought it might have been the Diamondbacks, but I knew one of them would at least open the door a little bit.
Right.
So let's go to Tim in Racine. Tim, you're on the Fan. What's going on, Tim?
How you doing?
Oh, boy.
Hey, I'm sorry about that. I just turned the speakerphone off. Can I ask you a couple questions before I get to my point?
Sure.
Yeah, you know you're talking about your transistor radio, Tim. There's nothing like that, right?
I just bought a new one.
I got an old General Electric. It's probably like from 1930.
That's like mine.
I mean, it's so.
We're gonna. It's tomorrow. I'll tell you what. Keep your eyes on Facebook and Twitter, Billy. Okay. We'll do a side door studio video tomorrow with my brand new radio. Which, by the way, the Brewers are 3-0 since I bought it.
There you go.
I think.
Finally,
2-0.
You moved off from 2-0. The 82 radio. Now it's the 2017 radio.
That's yourself, right. What else?
Bless that one with some World Series magic.
What else is on your mind, Tim?
Hey, you know, also, how long does this have to go on that, you know, like you're talking about the bridge, right? I'm not going to jump off of it, man. I'm going to walk across it and enjoy the scenery.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah.
These people that are saying, "Oh, I gotta wait till August, or I gotta wait for what more proof do you need?"
Well, and that's up to interpretation with these guys.
Well, yeah, I'm not gonna give excuses for all the other teams, because we've had some games where we should have won. That's correct. But you look around baseball, you can say that about all the best teams in baseball. They're
yeah,
going to
could.
Say, hey, you know, we should have won this game or these games. So that kind of evens out.
It does and over the long haul.
Yeah, yeah. And so also, we're beating teams that should beat us. So
well,
they're
just
to know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're just winning. Thanks, Tim.
I'm not done yet.
Oh, okay.
All right, go. Chop, chop.
Okay, and you were talking about also, what was that question that you had? This guy lit off a stick of dynamite, and I got PTSD, man. I said, if you do that again, I'm going to have to do something drastic.
Well, don't do anything drastic.
Yeah, watch out there, Timmy. Come on.
No, he lit off a damn stick of dynamite.
Okay,
man.
All right. Goodness.
Stick of dynamite.
Unbelievable. Come on, people. It's only 6:10. There were the parades this morning.
Yeah, well, I'm just asking for the haters. And by the way, that's the third time now in the past, I don't know, week maybe, that one of our listeners has called out Gary, Sparky, Rami, or all three. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm. Been keeping track. We got the notebook out.
We do, but you know. You can't chastise those guys for being honest and saying what's on their mind. I mean, you can't do that. All I'm asking is, are you open to considering that they're decent instead of just winning a down division and the Cubs opening the door for them? Because that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing it on the radio. We're seeing it on TV, on MLB Network and ESPN. Everybody is just saying, well, the Cubs in that down central are still in it, and they'll put something together, and they should win it. And maybe they're right. Maybe that'll happen. But I'll tell you, as the calendar days go by and another sheet gets torn off today, fifth time in Brewers history that the Brewers have been in first place on the 4th of July. That's sort of pathetic, but nonetheless, it happened again this year. But, I mean, even the folks that absolutely believe the Cubs are going to win this division, even those guys, don't you have to consider and at least just open the door a little bit to the fact that the Brewers just may be a decent team?
And how I phrased it on Twitter, Timmy, too, is I said, not necessarily is this team, we know the offense is good, we know that the team is all right, and they're in first place at worst, but what point do you break the threshold of them being a legitimate threat to the entire National League? Because that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about if you get into the dance. People have said that the only way you're going to get to the playoffs is winning the division, but as you pointed out with the Rockies falling back and that wild card chase becoming closer and closer to where the Brewers are, they're no longer just that team in a division race in a league that they can't win. This isn't a team buying for the seventh spot in the NBA playoffs. You're looking to be one of four and have an opportunity to get anybody in the series that you can beat. And Kyle said on Twitter too, he said, get them in a series with anyone and they have a shot. No one has blown them away this year, and that's a great way to look at it. They have not been really blown out by anyone this year, or really taken, been undressed for a certain amount of time. They've held themselves together, and they've made their runs when they can.
Yeah, that's right. And they're making a little bit of a run now, and the timing comes in good because, as you guys know, I was concerned through that stretch of games that you were under 500 against some really subpar teams. You were.
Sure.
And that was the Braves and the Reds and the Pirates and those types of games. And you recall they were 5-7 in that stretch. Now all of a sudden you look back and you say, boy, they bounced back from that. They've won final game of that Red Series to salvage. They come back, take 2 of 3. They come back, they take the first two at Baltimore. That's 2, 4, 5 of their last 6. Now that's a good bounce back from a little bit of a downslope. And they were in a downslope. They just were. We have to point that out when that's occurring. But pretty resilient once again. Let's get in Ken here in West Bend. Kenny, 4th of July, a day like today, your beer count as you hang out and follow the Brewers got to be pretty high today.
14, baby, 14. But here's the deal.
There you go.
God bless America.
And let me tell you this, # Brewer Bros. You like that, don't you?
Oh, yeah, that's just we're dynamite.
We're hashtagging the Brewer Bros going forward because I got to be honest. So when you were talking about Chicago, I listened to those stations religiously to hear what they're saying. Now, Lawrence Holmes is the Don Lemon and Van Jones of the radio, where if anybody knows who those two are on CNN, they are haters. Those two guys and Lawrence.
But I'll tell you what, though, Kenny, I listened to him today, and I'll tell you what, I'm going to attempt. I've got to fill in with for the Bill Michaels show on Friday, this coming Friday. I'm going to make an attempt to get Lawrence on the show, and we're going to talk about Cubs Brewers.
You know what? You get him on the show. I'll leave my number. You text me because there's two things. I have two questions I'd like to ask him, and I'll tell you why. Because when you listen to Ron Coomer and ex-Brewer announcer Pat Hughes, and along with Mark Grody, they can't say enough about the Brewers. Last week, I was listening on that particular station, and they had a quote-unquote MLB baseball expert that praised the Brewers to their so-called expert in Chicago, and he says, you have no idea how good this team is. They are the Cubs model because the two GMs are best friends. They're doing the same thing in terms of how they're building their teams. And he went on to say the Brewers' power is only second to Houston. And he said, when you look at home run hitting, the Brewers in Houston, and there's a couple other teams, he says, they're all right there. But he said, don't discount this Brewer team. He says, and don't be a bit surprised at the end if they're not there. He says, and don't let it be a bigger surprise to you if, in fact, they win the division and move forward in the playoffs. He says they have some things going that nobody's talking about. Nobody's giving them credit. He says totally takes the pressure off this team. The less the national spotlight is on them, this team performs better. So
yeah,
I really like the comments that I heard, only because they were truthful, and I don't think this team gets enough props for what they're doing. Granted, I have not been a big Council fan, but I'm starting to come around. I'm starting to see some things that he's doing. I like what's going on here. We're going to need some pitching, but I'm going to tell you, as things get and they start getting down the stretch here, guys, you're going to see more and more people, and that stadium's going to start being like Wrigley, where there's 41,000 in it. 43,000.
And that's that's okay. These guys can jump aboard when they want. Kenny, keep the beer count in check,
Timmy,
here, okay?
You know I will. I'll tell you guys, Brewer Bros. Oh, one more thing. Front row Amy needs a white top.
See you later.
Hey, she had red and white on. Two or three.
She did. A very patriotic outfit from front row Amy today.
Just beautiful.
I was texting back and forth with her just the other day.
You are such a lucky dog.
She liked what we were talking about.
I
gotta
get that 10 digits right there.
799-1250. Bruce, let's squeeze you in before the break here. Bruce,
lucky man.
I'm not talking about when everybody jumps aboard, but can you consider that they're a decent team instead of just winning a down division?
Tim, they're a decent team. But you know something? You're ridiculous telling us we should worry about Colorado failing. I don't care what Colorado does, and I don't care what those two teams in the West do. I'd rather win the division than play a wild card game. That's only one game, Tim. There you have to win two out of three, or whatever it is. It's not one game if you win the division.
Well, my point was, if you're looking at the Cubs, if you're scoreboard watching and looking at the Cubs and the Cardinals, I think you should do the same thing over there, too, and watch the Rockies and watch the Diamondbacks, because that's what a pennant race is. It's not only just the division race. I get what you're saying. I'd much prefer to win the division. But again, that's way card ahead of the horse. My point was, if you're going to scoreboard watch, you scoreboard watch to everybody involved.
Oh, and this other thing that I'm amazed that you haven't said a word about today. Vilar should go as quick as possible. They should ship him to Canada and kick him out of this country. He's the most disgusting ball player on this team. He makes more mistakes than any guy.
No. Not today. We'll get to VR. But today, just today, can we just celebrate the fourth with a victory? First place
nice
Brewers.
Guy.
There'll be plenty
what
of time,
nice
plenty
guy.
Of time to take a look at Jonathan VR. Plenty of time for that,
Tim's
Bruce.
Tim's hatred wants to take a holiday. Come on, Bruce. Let him have it.
Wait a second. I'm not knocking the Brewers. I'm knocking one player. And that one player he struck out three times on Monday. He struck out twice today. And then besides that, he makes a fool play in right field, almost cost Dan's game. Then he throws the guy out, got lucky because the guy over third. And then besides that, he made a stupid mistake by trying to steal a base. And this guy is in another world. He belongs. I don't know where he belongs, but I'll tell you right now. If tomorrow, I know you like Thames, but tomorrow's a left-hander's pitching. I don't know how good he is, but tomorrow Thames should sit the bench, and so should Sobern.
After two home runs, you should probably sit the bench.
Gotcha.
Well, I'm just going by realism. I mean, I don't know
if by realism too. He just hit two home runs.
Yeah, he didn't
make those up.
Who was he hit him against? That's all I'm asking.
Major league pitchers?
A left-hander.
The pitcher that was on the mound?
I'm just saying, why not? Wait,
happy 4th of
on.
July.
Your team
happy,
up
happy,
against
happy.
You.
Happy. No, Bruce, we're not. And we're going to talk more about the VR thing. I promise you we will. Believe me, we will talk about VR.
Here's what I would do tomorrow if I were starting lineup. I put Perez at second base, mm-hmm. and I put, what's his name, Aguilar at first. I know you don't like to hear that, but who
I think
knows?
They might. Bruce, you might be onto it, because lefties, I tell you what, lefties are just rock and roll today. I will say that. Bruce, I got to turn you loose. And the Brewers lose today via 17 errors from Jonathan Villar. They fall 9-0 because Jonathan Villar spit away the entire game today.
Yep.
Now, I'm not saying that
struck
I'm not concerned.
Three times on nine
struck
pitches.
Out 31 times today and had 17 errors.
Made all 27 outs for the Brewers, and they lost by 15.
Yes,
wow.
Right. Bruce, I love you, buddy. I really do. And there'll be, trust me, more than enough
just
time to talk
faith.
About it.
Just keep the faith.
Jonathan Villar. All right, we got to take a break. Way long and late for a break. You're listening to the Milwaukee Admirals baseball postgame show built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Brewers, they win today. Tim Allen, Bill Baby Tow Smid, got Anthony Mandela. And we'll be back on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Where did things go right? Or, well, not so much. Where did this game turn? Time for today's turning point of the game. This is the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show, built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
And the Brewers get a 6-2 victory today, taking game two of this three-game set interleague action over the Baltimore Orioles. And the Brewers go after the sweep again, and that's a good bounce back after a little downslope against the Cincinnati Reds, Atlanta Braves, Pittsburgh Pirates, etc.
Timmy, I bought you a new broom for tomorrow's game.
You did?
Yep.
Oh, you did,
yep.
Yeah. I don't think I'm getting mine back from the ex-wife.
Our friend Greg,
everywhere.
Our friend Greg in Nashville said that he's on his way. He's boarding a plane to come up to Milwaukee, and he's going to be at the game tomorrow.
You know who I met yesterday, stopped by the station, was Justin down from the Carolina or up from the Carolinas.
Oh, he did stop by. I missed him.
He did stop by. Yeah, it was nice to meet him.
That's cool, man. He's been listening to the station for a long time.
Summerfest and Brewers games and the whole nine yards. Turning point in this Brewers victory. You got Thames going back and hitting a couple of home runs, so get the needles ready for a blood test here, because I wouldn't doubt that happens, but nonetheless, that could be a turning point. However, I think Stephen Vogt here, a two-run shot early on in the ball game, has got to be our turning point here, getting the Brewers on the board, up to zip. Turning point is brought to you by Edible Arrangements Bayshore, and if you're grilling out right now, chocolate-covered bouquets are there for you. I know it sounds, I won't say weird, but it sounds different.
It sounds wild. It sounds wild to have it on the 4th of July. You're having chocolate-dipped pineapple and strawberries and not potato salad and garden salad and whatever other salads you eat over there. You health
If you're like me and you struggle for gift ideas, here's a new one for you. It's Edible Arrangements Bayshore, Billy.
It's 414-988-9423. It's right on Silver Spring Drive in the Bayshore Town Center. Chocolate-dipped fruit. Delicious fresh fruit arrangements. Now it's cut-up fruit designed like flowers into bouquets. They have sports-themed arrangements with baseballs and footballs and basketballs and even hockey goalies, if NASCARs, if you're into that. But if you're out here for the 4th of July, you obviously have had to have your fresh fruit arrangement. If you're celebrating later on in the week, they still have their patriotic arrangements to choose from. Remember, Edible Arrangements Bayshore, 414-9423, 414-988-9423, Edible Arrangements Bayshore.
All right, 799-1250. I'm not going to get into when do you consider it a pennant race, and I'm not going to walk you through the timeline. We're not going to go story time
on
you today.
Right, we're not going to be redundant. We're not going to do the same topic.
No, but I think what I wanted to do was at least open the door to some folks that believe that this is a mirage. Okay, fine. I understand. They're 46 and 40. But at some point, you cross the bridge, like I did as a kid, going from a Cub Scout, walking over that wooden little thing that we made, and it's got an arrow pointing over that way, and you get your little pin or your medal or your neckerchief or whatever, and you walk from a Boy Scout over the bridge to, or a Cub Scout over the bridge to a Boy Scout, and at least consider, open the door that this might be a decent team and not just winning a down central division here in the National League. 799-1250. Aaron, we got a better sell for you here. What's going on, Aaron?
Hey, Tim. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
This team has been decent since David Stearns has been taking over and making transactions like getting Travis Shaw, getting Eric Thames. That has paid a big dividend for him. And great for David Stern. And can I make a request on the song?
Instant request. What do you want to hear, Molly Hatchet today?
The beat goes on by the Whispers.
The beat does go on. See, Billy, I told you.
You knew it would catch on.
And the Brewers are winning the World Series. Mark my words.
All right. There it is.
Thanks. All right. Let's work on tomorrow's game. That's game three against the Baltimore Orioles. And that's the MO that I've been keeping all year. The beat goes on. Switching to glide. I think the Kings... I want to say... I think it's the Kings. Now, I worked at a rock station that I played every Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock. We would play that song.
Okay.
So look up that song. There's also... Didn't Sonny and Cher do A Beat Goes On?
I have no idea.
The beat goes on.
Yeah, sounds familiar.
The beat goes on. All right, let's go to Big Rig, my buddy Adam. Adam, what's going on, man?
Not too much. I wanted to call in and just, you know, whine and complain about every little thing that somebody did wrong today, but Bruce beat me to that punch. So
no instead, kidding. Wow.
Instead, I guess I'll go ahead and focus on some of the positives. It's nice to see the team, not only everybody's complaining, but all they're too reliant on the home run. So yesterday they, you know, single and double a team to death, no home runs at all. And today they bring the long ball back around, almost as if to say, hey, look, we can do both. We're a pretty good offensive team here. Jimmy Nelson continues to shove on the mound. It's been tremendous what he's been able to do, especially since early this season. And, you know, Tim, what you're saying, before spring training, this team had the look of a team that could do, you know, 500 record-ish. You know, that was probably most people's top-end faith projections. And I do think that a down division is contributing to it a little bit. Obviously, if the Cubs are doing what everybody expected the Cubs to do, then the Brewers aren't in first place, maybe, if the Cubs have, you know, 20 more wins or whatever. That said, you know, this is a good team, and people need to get behind it, support it, and, you know, the fact that they're in first place, regardless of the circumstances, they do happen to be in first place, and I don't understand what's wrong with, you know, people jumping on that bandwagon and supporting the team that everybody claims to love, and some people just want to complain about. There's this guy on Twitter that Bruce reminded me of, actually. Earlier in the season, Neftali Feliz blew a save and got the win in release because the offense picked him up. And the tweet that I got was, I'd rather the Brewers lose that game than Feliz get that win. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, what in the world are you thinking about? So, you know, people just have their priorities in a weird order when they're worried about one individual player's mistakes, especially on a day that they win.
Absolutely. Big Rig, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. We'll see you soon. And Adam was out in spring training as well and detected early on that this team was together. And we detected it, Billy, you and I, when we were at Maryvale.
Sure did.
A very together team. And you're seeing it now. But even if you're a hater, and that's fine, whatever. But even those people need to consider at least a little crack in the door is opening up that, gosh, they might be decent. Are they world beaters? Well, they're 46-40. Whatever that definition is, that's what they are. Are they the Dodgers in terms of the win-loss record? Are they, even the Diamondbacks are 52 wins. Rockies have slipped to 49 wins. But at least entertain the idea that they might be decent. They may not win this thing. I've said it all the way along. They may not win this thing. The Cubs may get hot. Even if the Cubs were decently hot right now, the Brewers still would be in a pennant race, in my definition. Let's go to Jim in Grafton. Jim, you're next here on The Fan.
Hey, Tim. I just want to mention I'm about halfway on that bridge.
Okay, so you're at least entertaining the idea that they might be decent.
I'm entertaining the idea, and let me tell you why. For a big portion of the season, 7, 8, and 9, we're getting very little production there. All of a sudden, Arcia is red hot, and the acquisition of Sogard and Steven Vogt, I think, has been kind of flying under the radar. Those guys have been accepted. And they have really experienced some success in Oakland, and I think that's carrying over into the Brewer dugout. And I think the addition of Steven Vogt, who was god-awful in Oakland, and all of a sudden, change of scenery has done him wonders. And, but we got to keep in mind that that ballpark's a launching pad.
Well, it is, and I think that's why you're seeing David Stearns and Craig Counsell gravitate toward those lefties. Oh, boy, those lefties can hit at Miller Park. Wow.
That ball does fly out of there, but I'm concerned about the starting staff. And that's where I stop on the bridge, because Chase Anderson going down, that's a big loss. And who
It's made bigger of a loss when you have Junior Garris struggling.
Right. And who knows what we got with Willie P. So there's three guys from our rotation at the beginning of the year that are really big question marks. So
well, at least, Jim, it's nice to hear that you're on the wooden bridge that I made back in the Cub Scout days.
I'm getting there. I'm halfway over.
I'm amazed that it's still letting people stand on it.
Okay, don't give me my merit badge yet.
Okay, all right, very good.
Nice.
Thank you, Jim. I don't know if anybody else experienced that. Maybe it was just a geographic thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was in the Boy Scout handbook or whatever, but you went from a Cub Scout to a Boy Scout by stepping up on this little two-stepper little wooden thing, and you walked across. But in the front facade of this thing was a big arrow that pointed, and that was your transition from Cub to Boy Scout.
I never made it that close to the transition. I quit Boy or Cub Scouts after they stopped making snacks and had to start doing real stuff.
I don't know, man. I think now Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts are giving merit badges for social media and how much time you spend on your phone.
How many tweets did you have this month gets you a new merit badge?
That's right. If you get so many retweets this month, you get your retweet merit badge. Isn't that fun? All right, we'll take a break here. Come back. You're listening.
On this station getting that merit badge.
Oh, yeah. To the Milwaukee Admirals baseball postgame show built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Brewers take game two of the three-game set against the Orioles. 6-2 final. We'll be back on The Fan.
So, what's the skipper got to say about this game? Let's find out. The Scoop from the Skipper. Brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Athletics. Offering athletic scholarships in six junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the only station Brewers fans need. Before and after the game. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Yeah, happy 4th of July. There were some fireworks at Miller Park today. A Brewers 6-2 victory as Stephen Vogt goes yard. Eric Thames goes yard twice. And my man Travis Shaw, the Brewers MVP. The longtime Brewers third or first baseman. Going to be in a Brewers uniform. Get your number 21 jerseys while you can. He's going to be the new favorite.
You got yours coming in, right? It's being shipped. It was just over the holiday.
Actually, I thought about that, Billy. Honestly, I'm not a big jersey guy. But if I were to buy a jersey right now, it'd be Travis Shaw.
Yeah,
there's no question. I think he'll be around for a long time. He is tailor-made for not only Milwaukee, but tailor-made for Miller Park. Let me squeeze in Jeremy here before we get to Craig Counsell and a little surprise impromptu roundtable discussion about Brewers baseball with some special guests coming up in just a bit. Jeremy, what's on your mind?
Well, I want to make a comment on what you were saying about being on board with the Brewers. I've only been a fan since May of 2014. I just went to a game to say I went to one, and they had to explain to me why everybody cheered when CC Sabathia took the mound. And it's been a lot of fun, but I also learned what a collapsing team is like. And, you know, for people, I can understand their arguments about, are the Brewers legit this year? You know, it's a bad division. You know, too bad somebody like Selig didn't come up with interleague play so you could see how the team would perform against other teams from other divisions. It's an no-payroll team. You know, guys are only performing like how they're being paid. You know, people like Thames coming from Japan. You know, I can understand what they're saying. People are always injured. Look at what happened when Braun went down. You know, the team just struggled. And then you get people like Suter coming up. He can't even put on the right helmet, and he's got to wash his jersey. And, you know, guys like Garcia are heating up. That's all sarcasm, by the way. You know, I'm going to my 13th and 14th game. I live 5.5 hours from Milwaukee.
Oh, wow.
13th and 14th game I'm going to this season. It's just so much fun. and I'm definitely on board. That was all sarcasm.
Oh, no. I get you. But those types of things, though, Jeremy, I think are the fun factor going on in that Brewers clubhouse. I really do. The helmet thing and their little celebration in the dugout and whatnot. I think that is a good distraction of an immense amount of pressure that can be in Major League Baseball. It really is. And I think that's why chemistry is climbing the ladder of importance.
And it just makes it so much fun. I was prepared for a 100 loss season, and them just doing this much better is fun. But when you watch the guys having fun, watching how they react when Thames comes back into the dugout and doing that jump, it is honestly so much fun. And everything that I was pointing out there, you know, it's just showing that they're performing so much better than expected, and it's just going to be that much more fun next year when everybody's had more time together, and just the team cohesiveness. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It really will, Jeremy. Wow, that many games and that far away. Thanks for the call, man. Keep the faith.
That's true.
Let's get
blue.
That really is. Let's get to Craig Counsell here. He's got to be pretty pleased. Home run ball. Ball's just flying out of Miller Park today. Here's Craig Counsell after the game.
Craig, has a player ever responded better to 2 days off than Thames? It looks like you got him back.
Well, he's had a couple good days for sure, and it's you know, he's swinging the bat well. I mean, I'm going to caution everybody to get too excited about the last week of April, because I think I don't want to go back to expecting that. I don't think that's fair. But I think he looks good. I think he mentally is in a good place, and he's he's swinging the bat well, having very good at bats. And just to me, some of the takes, this stuff, you know, the walk in the first, I thought was just kind of a good example of that.
Jimmy today was kind of more of the same. He seems to be in a really nice groove for you right now.
Yeah, no, he was outstanding. I mean, the first six innings were, you know, he was in a good a groove as I think we've seen him this year for sure. A couple double plays helped him out. You know, the trouble in the seventh was, you know, certainly wasn't a lot of hard contact. It was just some funky plays that they created a rally with, but he made a big pitch to get out of it. We had to work hard to get out of that inning, but he made a big pitch in a big spot.
Was going to the pinch hitter, I'm sorry.
It pretty much has the same thing. His count was low. Was it just more offense you were looking for? Is a good time to make?
It's a combination of a couple things. I mean, his spot's leading off the inning. I think it's a chance to score right there and put the, put the game a little bit farther out. And then I thought he worked hard that inning. I did think he worked hard that seventh. Jacob needed an inning today. Jacob needed the pitch. I think he's pitched once in the last 11 days. So I wanted to get him an inning. So, you put a couple of things together, and I thought it was the right thing.
You toyed with the idea of maybe putting Corey in the ninth, or was that Carlos all the way?
No, it was Carlos all the way to start the inning, yeah. Yeah.
Now, here's the behind-the-scenes post-game update as we take you inside the clubhouse. Brought to you by WeatherTech Windows and Doors. Receive 50% off qualifying installations with no money down. Visit weather-tek.com for info.
This is the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Post-Game Show, built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
All right. A 6-2 victory in large part to Jimmy Nelson, allowing an offense to just do what they do. They hit home runs. We had Adam a half hour ago or so say, man, they singled and doubled them to death yesterday. And today it was the home run ball. Those lefties, wow. I can see why you're going to, you know, power's one thing. And Brewers, former Brewers GM Doug Melvin had built some of his teams around just legit power, just power to all fields or whatever, or pull power, if you will. I think you're seeing a little changing of the guard here with a Stearns put together organization. And that is not just having some power, but a little more on base, a little more OPS, and from the left side. From the left side, I think it's okay to build around that Miller Park because they can hit. So they did hit today, but Jimmy Nelson, another outstanding performance as he hits his ERA down to 3.20.
Flat. Something else, okay. Man. Absolutely something else.
He is
it
on
was
a roll.
In the mid-fives after the month of April.
But he saved a season. We dubbed it Jimmy Nelson Saved a Season Day, and we're still celebrating that as he has turned things around. Let's hear from Jimmy after this performance.
Jimmy, it feels like the same question, but is it kind of more of the same? I mean, is that what a starting pitcher wants, kind of each outing to resemble the last?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I think Voter did a really good job behind the dish. You know, his experience comes in huge, especially since he's seen those guys, you know, quite a few times. But he did a great job game calling. And, you know, I didn't have my best fastball today, but I was able to throw my off-speed stuff for strikes, especially early in the game. And he realized that, and we, you know, he had some really good – I mean, we're on the same page, and that's the first time he's caught me. So that's pretty impressive. And, you know, he blocks everything. He's tough as nails back there. So a lot of credit to him, a lot of credit to our defense, played well. And, I mean, obviously putting up the runs, you know, I feel kind of like a broken record. Like last time I said the same thing. You know, we put up a bunch of runs against Cincy last time. That's kind of the same story. You know, our guys took advantage of some mistakes at the plate, and that always helps when you get an early lead like that for us to settle down and just throw strikes and try to make them put it in play.
Your breaking ball really stepped up today. It looked like you were locating, getting in with it, and really when you needed it for the big out pitch, you had it.
Yeah, the curveball's been a lot better the last couple months, and you know, I've been able to use it lefties or righties. And then, you know, through probably a pretty even split of curveballs and sliders. So, and then today is probably a little more sinker heavy versus four-seam because I think there's only like one lefty in the lineup. So, like I said, you know, it wasn't like my best velo day, but there was a lot of movement on the two-seam, and Voter did a good job of realizing that and, you know, went to that more times than not. So, you know, just trying to get bad contact and, you know, again, I can't say enough. I was impressed with him back there.
Yeah, that is a good sign as Stephen Vogt, his first opportunity to catch Jimmy Nelson. It's a good sign as the Brewers might be well covered behind the dish here between Manny Pena and newly acquired Stephen Vogt. Eric Thames, a two-home-run game, third on the season. Here's Eric after the ball game.
Does it sort of go without saying that you got what you needed out of those 2 days away?
Oh, definitely. And just like hearing like Council's voice and how, you know, he's all right, you know, there's no pressure, just relax, take a few days off, breathe, and get back to it. And I was all right. So, you know, I did, you know, I relaxed for a few days, you know, I was hanging out with DC a lot, you know, talking mechanics, and then of course, you know, just being able to breathe and kind of just, you know, all that All-Star game stuff and all the pressure stuff kind of like, you know, let go. And now I'm just playing. So now, like, everybody's kind of feeling the mojo off each other, so we're going to keep rolling.
What was the All-Star stuff? Just wondering about whether you'd go?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's human. You know, that's it. So it is what it is. So just trying to have fun and keep playing.
Did they ever ask you about the Derby?
If they did, they must have the wrong number. I don't know. But no. I mean, and personally, you know, I don't really like doing stuff like that because I did that in Korea, and for like 2 weeks, my swing was just jacked up. So it's all right. I'll watch Judge and those guys just, you know, let it eat.
About the offense today in general, again, four home runs. I mean, you guys are really just on a roll, it seems like.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, the bats are, I mean, especially yesterday. I'm more impressed with yesterday. It's just like it was like a merry-go-round, you know, and just being base hit. So, yeah, our team is, you know, swinging it right now. We're feeling it. We're trying to take the pressure off the pitching staff, you know, because if we score one or two runs, you know, then that puts a pressure on them to kind of hold the other team at bay. Right. But if we score a lot, it gives like Jimmy or Chase or Zach, you know, more relief. Okay, if I make a mistake, it's okay. Just next pitch. So we're doing a great job, so we got to keep it going.
You're listening to the Fan Baseball Postgame Show, presented by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Want $20 Chili's cash? Be listening to Chuck and Winkler tomorrow morning at 8:35 and know the Chili's MVB to win. Chili's, chillin' since 75. And here's Tim with today's Chili's MVB.
All right, tomorrow morning, I would say Chuck and Bart will ask you who is the Chili's MVB. Well,
you would be wrong.
I would be wrong. Neither are going to be there, right?
Yep, both off.
They're both off. All right.
Sweet, it must be.
Yeah, the up next, we will talk with the couple of gentlemen that will be filling in for Chuck and Bart tomorrow, but they will ask you who was the Chili's MVB in the Brewers 6-2 victory. First person to correctly identify the player's name we give it right now wins free food from Chili's. I mean, it's two guys, right?
Yep.
I would think it's Eric Thames or it's Jimmy Nelson.
Who would you like to give it to, Timmy?
well, we haven't done this in a while, maybe in a few years. How about co-Chili's MVPs?
Oh, you're
going to
throw
MVPs?
Them a curveball on their fill-in day?
Yes. Co-Chili's MVPs.
Now you need both to get the free food.
Got to have both of these names, Jimmy Nelson and Eric Thames. I should make it a trifecta and throw in Travis Shaw, my man, in there. But I won't. I'll just keep it with Thames and Nelson, co-Chili's MVPs. Remember that for tomorrow morning on the Chuck and Winkler broadcast. Up next, we'll do an impromptu Brewers roundtable with the two guys that will be filling in for the boys tomorrow morning. Brewers get a victory today, 6-2. You're listening to the Milwaukee Admirals baseball postgame show built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet here on The Fan. And welcome back, Brewers fans. Final couple of minutes of the Milwaukee Admirals baseball postgame show built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. And Brewers fans, Papa John's, your brew crew, pizza party headquarters. Day after a Brewers win, that's tomorrow. Who wants to cook tomorrow? Nah, click on papajohns.com. Enter in promo code BrewersWin. That's BrewersWin, all one word. 50% off regular menu price pizzas at papajohns.com. All right, I'm going to be filling in tomorrow morning for the boys. Chuck and Bart both off. Chuck and Winkler's show with Marcus Paff from The Score in Appleton. Marcus, you guys got a lot to discuss tomorrow morning. NBA free agency flying all over the place, but maybe more importantly, okay, fine. Much more importantly, Brewers baseball as the Brewers 46-40. But Marcus, thanks for the time here. Let me just ask you this. I know that a lot of people are waiting for the shoe to drop, and I get that. I understand it. I don't agree with it. I think they should enjoy it more. But nonetheless, even those people, at what point do they consider the team as decent versus just winning a down central?
Well, if you haven't already done it, Tim, I think you got to get there. You got to come to grips with it. I was one of those people that in the first couple of months, I enjoyed it, but I was cautiously optimistic. You understand how good that Cubs roster is, but when you're in the month of July, I mean, we're less than a month away from the trade deadline now, and you're talking about a team that has the largest lead to date in the National League Central. Looks like they're playing some of their best baseball. Jimmy Nelson looks like the guy that many of us hoped he could be going back a couple, two, 3 years ago, starting to put together that consistency. So without necessarily going over the moon for them right now, I'm definitely at a point to where I'm saying this team definitely has enough talent to at least compete for the foreseeable future and make things interesting, if nothing else, through the month of August, which is unbelievable given where expectations were at coming into the year, Tim.
Truly amazing. Billy and I were talking about today. I don't know, were you a Cub Scout or a Boy Scout?
I was not. I was never either. No.
Yeah. You're a little bit cooler than Snot-Nosed Timmy.
No, but we had when you graduated, for lack of another term, from Cub Scout to Boy Scout, you had to walk across this little bridge, and it was an arrow, and it kind of pointed in the direction of Boy Scout and everything. And I was using that analogy to cross the bridge from being the front runner in a really bad division, and some people are saying it's really bad, to being a decent team that is doing what they're supposed to do in a bad division. And that's why I brought that up, because I'm not going to tell people how to root for the Brewers. I try not to do that. Occasionally I lose control and I go on a tirade a little bit. But at some point you've got to do that. The Cubs, yeah, they may put things together, but there's a team that their batting average is 29th in baseball. Are they all of a sudden going to move up to third batting average in all of baseball in the span of a series? I doubt it. I think this race is here to stay, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you look up and down that lineup, and to say nothing of the pitching staff, which has not resembled the group that it was a season ago in Chicago, I think that's a big part of all this as well. But I think the fact that, look, they sent Kyle Schwarber back to AAA. That, to me, is indicative of everything that's happened to that team this season. And sometimes you just find yourself in a rut like that or in a season like that where things are either going your way or they're really not. And when you get to this point of the year, I think it's tough to look at the sample size and say, well, they're most certainly going to figure it out. There's still a chance that they could get it together and win this division. We know 3.5 games isn't insurmountable, but at the same point in time, why not the Brewers right now? They've shown what they can do, and as you said, yeah, maybe it is a little bit down division this year. I will readily admit that, but there have been teams in the past that have come out of down divisions, gotten themselves into the postseason and made noise, and in some cases even gone on to win it all. Now, I'm not trying to predict the future here and saying that's going to happen, but at the same point, it does give you reason for optimism right now, and just enjoy it, because they're not only one step ahead in the process, I think they're a couple of steps ahead of where they anticipated being.
Won't freak me out, Billy, Marcus, what do you guys think? Just a final thing for both of you guys, as Marcus Pfaff is going to be filling in on the Chuck and Winkler show tomorrow morning, along with CBS 58's Kevin Holden. What are the chances, and I'll just give you my take first. I believe the Brewers will go back and forth in the Central before this thing is said and done. In other words, either the Cardinals or Cubs will get into first place. If not both, Brewers will take a step back. Then they'll come back and make this thing go back and forth here. I find it hard to believe they'd go box to wire from this point forward. Now, they've been in first place, over 40 days now. But your thoughts on, will the Brewers relinquish first place and it will go back and forth? Billy, what do you say?
I tend to agree with that. I don't think the Brewers are going to be able to hold first place necessarily for the next 90 days or whatever it would break down to. Both of these teams, when you look at the Cubs and Cardinals, are legitimate threats, and they still have the opportunity to improve their rosters. But where you look at it right now, the Brewers are in the best position out of anybody. The only team in the division over 500, one of the only teams, Cubs and Cardinals are the only other ones with positive run differentials, and the Brewers' offense has been able to keep them six games over 500 with only having a plus 27 run differential. That's kind of ridiculous when you look at the other numbers around baseball. I don't have them in front of me, but you know, those two teams you mentioned out in the West, they have huge differentials. The Brewers are in the better position out of anybody to continue to kind of hold off these guys, but even if they do bob up and down in those dog days of August and into September, they're going to be relatively right in this, three-game window, I think, all the way out.
Yeah, I hope I'm wrong, though. Marcus, what do you think? Does it go back and forth here?
Yeah, without throwing a bunch of numbers out there, I think just logic would tell you that when you have this many games left in a season, you're going to have some ups, you're going to have some downs. I wouldn't doubt, and if I had to put money on it, I would anticipate, as you said, Tim, that this will probably go back and forth. There'll be some jumping around a little bit, with despite everything that we've said about the Cubs to this point, and the fact that they may stay where they're at, they still have an incredibly talented roster. So I would think that at some point, they will go on a 5-6 game winning streak, if not more, and maybe you do bounce around a little bit. But that's not a reason, in my mind anyway, to lose faith in this team, because at the end of the day, really what you're looking for is, hey, be competitive through the month of August, give yourself a chance when you get to September, and see what happens. And no matter what, if you keep ascending the way that you have been, because this entire season seems like for the most part a pretty steady ascent, this will be a win in terms of a year, a season, in terms of what they produced in that overall process of getting back to being a contender with regularity in the NL Central, which is what I think they're headed for.
Been a blast, Marcus. Looking forward to hearing you and Kevin tomorrow morning on the Chuck and Winkler show. So good luck tomorrow. I'm sure it'll be great, and we'll be tuned in, all right?
Timmy, always a pleasure. Thanks for those dual MVBs, by the way.
Yeah, you got it.
Threw him a curveball right off the bat.
Take it easy, Marcus.
See you, Marcus.
Thanks, hear him, buddy. Afternoons on the Score in Appleton and filling in here on the Fan quite frequently, as Marcus is a good dude. Known him now, gosh, maybe a decade or so. He joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
When you're ready to get into or back into the housing market, look no further than Great Midwest Bank. Visit greatmidwestbank.com to take the next step towards your new home.
You want to give yourself a chance. That was well stated by Marcus, Billy. You give yourself a chance, and so far the Brewers have done that through the first 3 months of the season, April, May, June. We're into July here, past the 4th of July. You could prorate this thing out. I want to get to the All-Star break in first place. Now that's the goal, and that goal needs to be achieved by tomorrow's win. And let's try and sweep that Baltimore team out of Milwaukee interleague play. Got the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on deck show. That will be built by Ozinga. Together Building Better, that'll air at 5:30. And after the last pitch, you make the switch to the Milwaukee Admirals baseball postgame show built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Billy, you and I tomorrow night. And we'll be joined by Adam McAlvey from MLB.com
sure
and
will.
Brewers.com. So the Brewers, 3.5 up in the Central over the Cubs, 4.5 over the Cardinals at a 46-40 mark. Tomorrow's win could put them at their high water mark that would match a 7-game over 500 record. They were 25-18 at one point through those, 38 games.
And Timmy, you're really good at the prorating numbers out. You win a game tomorrow, say the Cubs and Cardinals both lose, you'd be 4.5 games up on the Chicago Cubs.
If you
can do that little count out, that does assure you, correct?
That does assure you after Sunday's game into the All-Star break to be in first place in the Central at that break. That's amazing. That's super cool. All right, thanks to our crew at Miller Park. For Anthony Mandela, Bill Baby Tao Schmid, my name is Tim Allen. Happy 4th of July. Enjoy the victory, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night. And smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.